The vote unanimous. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The House January 6th committee has voted to subpoena former President Trump. During today's hearing, the committee showed video of congressional leaders responding to the Capitol riot in real time.
As rioters breached the Capitol and lawmakers were quickly evacuated, congressional leaders were on the phone with defense and law enforcement officials and governors asking for National Guard help.
This cannot be just we're waiting for so-and-so. We need them there now, whoever you got.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer huddling with Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican leaders Mitch McConnell, John Thune, and Steve Scalise. In another clip, Vice President Pence is heard in a call with Pelosi saying Congress will be able to reconvene in an hour. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
At least four people wounded after a shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina. Police say the situation remains active and there are no suspects in custody. Governor Roy Cooper tweeting, state and local officers are on the ground and working to stop the shooter and keep people safe. A man who authorities say planted a pipe bomb on a rival's porch may end up in federal prison.
An Ohio man has pleaded guilty to federal weapons charges after seriously injuring a man in Maryland by planting a homemade bomb inside a gift-wrapped box on the victim's front porch. Clayton Alexander McCoy admitting building a pipe bomb at his home in Ohio, then driving it to the victim's home intending to kill the man. McCoy knew the victim and his girlfriend through a live-action role-playing battle game. When McCoy expressed romantic feelings for the woman, she told him that she didn't feel the same way about McCoy. Prosecutors say that's when he devised the bomb plot to remove him as a romantic rival. The victim spent more than 2 weeks in the hospital.
Fox's John Saucier. The office of Senator Patrick Leahy says he's been taken to the hospital for tests as a precaution after not feeling well. The Vermont Democrat is 82. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea claims it's launched more ballistic missiles.
State media says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised tests of two long-range cruise missiles, calling them a successful demonstration of the military's nuclear strike capabilities and readiness for actual war. Wednesday's tests, if confirmed, would extend to over 40 the record number of missiles fired this year. South Korean and Japanese officials said they were analyzing the claims. No word yet from the U.S. Experts say Kim is exploiting the distraction of Russia's war in Ukraine to accelerate development of a nuclear arsenal that could threaten regional U.S. allies and the American homeland. Officials also say the launches could foreshadow a nuclear test by the North. In London, Greg Ponkon, Fox News.
A drop of blood that was subjected to DNA testing has enabled Vermont State Police detective to make an arrest in the 1989 murder of a couple found stabbed to death in their home. Michael Anthony Louise has been arrested on two counts of second-degree murder in the deaths of George Peacock and Catherine Peacock. Louise was married to one of their daughters and was identified as a suspect about 2 weeks later. Detectives were unable to establish a conclusive link until forensic testing in May 2020 confirmed a DNA match to George Peacock and a spot of blood found inside Louise's car in October 1989. A court filing details Amber Heard's attorney's plan to appeal the Johnny Depp defamation verdict,
including clear and convincing evidence for actual malice and alleging the court's failure to invalidate damages after she and ex-husband Johnny Depp were found to have defamed each other. A Virginia jury awarding Depp over $10 million in damages in his defamation trial against Heard, finding she defamed him in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed about domestic abuse, though she did not name him. Heard, who countersued, awarded $2 million with the jury finding Depp defamed her through his attorney.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.